see any questions.
I think that's the big thing, is three straight home draws at home. I mean, you're not losing the game, so I guess it could be a lot worse, but is there a sense of disappointment with maybe some another missed opportunity here?
Yeah, I mean, always. When we step on the field, especially South Fields, in front of our awesome fan base, you know, we expect to win. And we played some really quality minutes tonight. And we had opportunities, I feel, in the first half that had we put away, you know, the game would have been a little bit different. And we didn't capitalize on some of those opportunities. And we're playing a top 10 team in the country. So Texas Tech is a very good team. They're, you know, one of the best teams we've seen this year, no question about it. But I feel like we had momentum in that first half and had as good a looks as you could want. So, you know, sometimes the ball goes in, sometimes it doesn't. It went in for us the last game. We had some good looks. It didn't fall for us as much as we wanted to. Gave up a couple goals, obviously. That's something we're really working on. But again, when you're playing against quality athletes, quality team, well-coached team, top 10 team, you know, you got to be at your very best. And we played, I think, some really good soccer for the majority of the game. Couple of minutes let down, and it cost us. So, you know, we went down. We've learned to fight back. We know that can happen. And it's all a process of trying to get a little bit better for come tournament time for our conference and NCAA tournament time.
You got off to about as good of a start as maybe could have been expected, especially Jamie scoring her first goal down there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the start to games has been a real emphasis for you guys the last week or so, and then coming off of Monday and tonight, you got to be pretty proud with how the girls are coming out immediately, I guess.
Yeah, our travel schedule has been quite a challenge. For us to play this schedule in the conference with the travel that we have, it's hard, and it's, you know, it's new. And you can see we're a little tired tonight, but at the same time, like I said, we got our first goal. That's what we wanted. We had an opportunity to go up, and it didn't come. And then we had to battle back a bit. But I think the girls are fighting. I think they're giving us everything we have. We have to clean up a few silly decisions and hold the ball a little bit more in the attacking half of the field so we're not chasing so much.
I think this is the second out of three games where Ellie Wahlberg has started the second half.
Yeah.
What prompted the change?
Allie's very good at holding the ball. The first half, our forward, our attacking players, like I said, we struggled to hold the ball in our attacking half, and it was forcing us, you know, against great teams, great attacking teams. You can't do that. So Ellie has proven to hold the ball really well. She plays well with her back to goal, with the ball at her feet, and I thought she played really well tonight.
How impressed were you with Izzy Stratton's defense? She had a tough time back tonight with some one-on-ones, and she was able to hold her own, and I feel like saved a couple of goals for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We give up things in transition because we like to play possession. We turn over the ball in bad positions, and it puts us in those situations where we have to rely on our backs to do a lot of 1v1 defending, and we can be better.
Thanks, Coach.
Tell you what, though, that was a great goal tonight.
It was a good goal.
Let's start there. What did you see? Pretty fortuitous. Ball comes off of the defense, and you're just right there to clean it up, I guess.
Yeah, Liv Smith took it down the end line like she always does. Great cross, and defender kind of deflected it, and I was there and just popped it in, and that was when we really needed a goal, so glad to get one for the team.
I know a draw at home has certain feelings to it, obviously, but it's also not a loss. So are there kind of some of those battling feelings of, like, you feel like you dropped 2 points, but at the same time, you're not losing these matches either, right?
Yeah. I think for us, we know we could have done and gave more. Obviously, we want to protect Southfield, and allowing 2 goals and not getting the third goal really kind of hurt us, but we know we're going to bounce back. We got to kind of shake it off and protect Southfield on Monday.
On paper, too, this is a really good Texas Tech team, best start in their program history and whatnot. They go up 2-1 like that before your equalizer. I mean, you kind of saved a point in a lot of ways, too, right?
Yeah, credit to Texas Tech. They were a great team. They've had a phenomenal season, and I think they came to play us, and they played the right way, which we appreciate. But, yeah, obviously, we got the good goal and the good time to save us 2 points. So.
Sorry. No, you're good. Coach has talked about starting fast just the past couple of games. How do you feel like you guys have done the last two?
I think we did a great job. The first 10, 15 minutes was phenomenal, and I think it was way better than our previous games. We didn't allow a goal, and we played basically in our half attacking. So I think it was a great start, and we need to further on that in the future.
I know soccer is important on the field, off the field, but today, obviously, you know, it's the pink out about cancer. I think earlier there's some videos posted about, you know, what it meant to you and just your family. Could you speak on that a little bit more for us?
Yeah, so my aunt, actually, she's a four-year survivor. She had melanoma. So I played for her. I know she was in the stands tonight, but it was super cool to have all these pink out and cancer awareness here today. So I think we played for them, and we really appreciate their support of BYU women's soccer.
Is it important to keep a big picture view as a team looking forward? I mean, you don't look too far forward, but you know that you're going to learn from this non-decision and continue to get better. Is it important to keep that kind of long-term? Yeah, we got more games to play. We can get better.
Yeah, I think for us, we know that we're better and we can perform better. I think this is just another game that we need to learn and just take away the things we need to do better. I think it was a great learning experience, and I know that we'll watch film and really study on what we need to do.
Because you know you'll get a second look at some of these teams in the conference tournament, right?
For sure, for sure. Big 12's coming around, tournament will come, and that's when it really matters. So we for sure know that we'll see these teams again, these caliber teams, and we'll show them that we should have won that first game.
Did Jamie's goal in the first half surprise you at all?
No, I told her in shooting in the warm-up that, hey, Jame, I feel one today. And she got one. I was celebrating on the bench, and it was great for her. She had a great game.
What are you sensing for us? Anything good for us?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you sensed that she was going to score a goal.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sensing anything for us?
I knew Ronnie was repping his team. Where's your peak?
No peak for me. No peak.
Yeah. I think I own you.